The following podcast is provided to you free, as is all our content, at drhoffman.com. If you'd like to listen, help support Intelligent Medicine, and get great values by shopping at our supplement store, go to drhoffman.com and click on Shop, then click on the store. Thanks, and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today is a very special edition of the Intelligent Medicine Podcast because the theme is not so much what we often talk about, which is weight loss. It's healthy weight gain, and to bring the message home, we're going to share with you the remarkable story of one of our very own Hoffman Center employees. Those of you who subscribe to the Hoffman Center newsletter may have read an article last week, which is entitled From Wraith to Warrior, Hoffman Center's Grimaldi Vargas Triumphs in Her First Spartan Sprint Race. And it's embellished with heroic pictures of Grimaldi looking really awesome, jumping over a fire pit, of all things. We'll find out about that in just a few moments. And it's a really wonderful story about a gal who has optimized her health, and we're going to share it with you on the theme of weight gain. Welcome to the program, Grimaldi.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And those of you who order products from the Hoffman Center, that's the voice that you recognize that will greet you at the Hoffman Center store, because one of Grimaldi's main jobs at the Hoffman Center is to capably manage the Hoffman Center dispensary, which consists of hundreds and hundreds of items. It's calls are constantly coming in, and email orders are constantly coming in, and it's she who coordinates all of that, and she is the personal voice that you often get on the other line. And by the way, a lot of people have been calling you to congratulate you, having read the newsletter. Is that correct?
Yes, they have, and emailed as well.
And that must be very gratifying. So, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about your story, because you came to work for us about, 7 years ago? Am I right on that?
Seven years ago.
And it seems like just yesterday. Time flies. But at the time, you know, just for a listening audience, Grimaldi is, well, shall we say, petite. She is a small gal, and she really seemed, you know, kind of, I mean, she actually made some of our employees who were, they're not that tall, seem big by comparison, because she's really on the petite side. When you first came to work for the Hoffman Center, what was your weight? And how tall are you?
I'm 4'9".
You're 4'9", okay.
Yes, I weighed 74 pounds.
74 pounds. So that is, even for 4'9", that's a little bit underweight. And, and I have to say that, you were super thin.
Yes, extremely.
Right. So, Grimaldi came to work for us, and without going into detail that might embarrass you, I mean, you had some health issues. I mean, you've always been trying to, your issue has been always to try and gain weight when the rest of the world has been trying to lose weight. You've been always trying to gain weight. So what's up with that?
I always was trying to gain weight, definitely going about it the wrong way. Really, when I came working, I didn't know anything about holistic medicine, and that's when I learned I was gluten sensitive. My vitamin D was low, and definitely suffered a lot of with candida, so a lot of sugar cravings. And I guess as the years went by, I kind of decided that it's time to change. And obviously, I got pregnant maybe a few years later.
Which was, I got to say, which was remarkable to all of us, because we said, how can such a skinny little girl have a baby? Oh, my goodness. But it worked out fine.
It worked out.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that with the weight that I put on while I was pregnant, which I did gain about 25 pounds, that maybe I can stay with it. And obviously, I didn't. I went right back to about 75 pounds again.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Once my daughter started school, I figured I have some time now. Let me go to the gym. And I started reading some articles and definitely looking on Instagram and seeing all these fitness models change remarkably. Mm-hmm. Said, you know what, I'm going to try this. And with the help of just some apps, Fitness Pal, tracking my calories, making sure I'm not eating a lot of sugar, a lot of fat.
Right, but by the way, just what was your strategy before to try and gain weight? Weren't you just trying to sort of cram yourself with calories and sugary stuff?
Correct. With anything I was able to eat, I really wasn't paying attention to what I was eating, just as long as my calorie intake was high, which definitely didn't work. I was always, I wasn't feeling well 100%, a lot of brain fog, headaches.
Right.
And, you know, that's when I said, I still feel like I'm 74 pounds. I need to do something different. And that's when I started hitting the gym and really eating whole foods.
Right. And more seriously, adhering to the gluten-free model.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because, you know, in the second part of this podcast, I'm going to concentrate on some of the reasons that people can't gain weight. And one of the main reasons that people can't gain weight is due to malabsorption. And this can commonly occur when you're gluten sensitive, if you have full-blown celiac disease. I'm not sure if we established the diagnosis of celiac disease, but you definitely had very high gluten antibodies. So perhaps you were someone who wasn't medically celiac disease. You wouldn't have obtained that diagnosis from a conventional doctor, but we found that you were gluten sensitive. So, so actually, you know, you began following the suggestions that I make for many patients when they say gain weight, which is actually exercise, but in the right way. And what was the right way for you to put on, not just because you can, you know, put on like a jelly roll around the midsection and that's gaining weight, but that's not what we were trying to achieve here, right?
Definitely, I wanted to put on muscle. So I started strength training, and I was able with, you know, also eating a lot of foods, I was able to put on, to date, I would say about 26 pounds. So
26
far.
Pounds. Well,
yes.
Let's do the math there, because that's like, that's almost like 20% or more body weight. Yeah, that's remarkable. And if you look at you go to drhoffman.com, for those of you who are listening to this podcast, and look at the article From Wraith to Warrior. It's under, it's right featured on our article page. And you'll see a picture of Grimaldi. She doesn't look fat. She looks awesome. She looks very slender, actually. So you can imagine what she looked like, you know, 20-plus pounds lighter. But now she can really strut her stuff. And, you know, you can see muscle definition. And, you know, she doesn't have toothpick arms. So describe that strength training program.
Basically, I don't have a trainer. I learned on my own, and I go about 3 to 4 times a week for about an hour. Mm-hmm. I do very light cardio. Maybe I run for about 10, 20 minutes most, just to kind of loosen up. And then basically, I do a lot of either leg press, barbells, deadlifts, and
deadlifts?
Yes.
Wow. With what kind of weight? Because I'm curious. I mean, you're so small. Would you use the bar, or do you stack weights on the bar? Because deadlift is that's a real technical skill that takes a lot of strength.
I would say about 85 pounds.
Whoa.
Yes.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
You are strong.
Yes.
You've really gotten strong.
I told that yesterday at the gym.
Wow.
To date, yes, and if I'm doing the Smith machine, I can go about maybe
the Smith machine.
Yes.
For our listening audience, the Smith machine is sort of an enclosed machine which has tracks, and you can guide. You can do squats within it, which is one of the things you can do. We can also put a bench in it, and you can do bench presses, and it sort of keeps the weight from, you know, swaying too much. The weight goes on tracks, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I do it more when I don't have anybody to spot me, but I'm able to do about 50 pounds on each side.
Awesome.
So definitely going up there.
Wait, you're able to – you're talking about bench press?
I'm squat.
Oh, squats. Okay.
Squat 50 pounds, don't bench press.
Because if you were bench pressing more than your weight, I would say, oh, my goodness. You're like,
not yet.
Not quite. Okay. So describe – first of all, where did you get the idea to do this race? Because this race is actually – you know, I got to say – some people throw themselves at this, you know. Sometimes they'll go to a bar and, you know, have too many drinks, and, you know, on a double dare they'll say, "Well, let's sign up for that Spartan race," or the Tough Mudder or something like that. And then, you know, some out of shape, you know, 30 something will discover that he's in or she is in deep trouble when they arrive at the race site. But you did it in a reasonable way.
My cousin actually just mentioned it, said, you know, we're going to be in our 30s. Let's just do things we've never done before. Let's just do the Spartan race. We signed up in February. And we really didn't train for it because we really didn't know what to expect. But
What you could do is you could create a bunch of obstacles in your backyard or something like that, like some jump over some trash cans or something. But how do you prepare for an ordeal like that? I don't know. I mean, you just go to the gym and work out.
They don't tell you what obstacles you're going to be facing
right. Until
you're actually there. So we didn't really prepare. We just said, you know what, let's just go with it. Let's just have fun and let's see what it's all about. And definitely the day before, you know, we heard there was going to be a lot of climbing, upper body strength. Mm-hmm. I went to the park, couldn't even do the monkey bars. And I said, oh my God, what am I going to do tomorrow at the race?
Yeah.
And surprisingly enough, I was able to accomplish all of the obstacles, mm-hmm. Including a lot of the climbing, and that required a lot of jumping and upper body strength.
Which, Ichilane, you know, I think one of the deficits that women have vis-a-vis men is that they often have really great lower body strength. And women can do very impressive squats. And, however, due to hormonal differences and differences in physique, a lot of women don't have the ability to pull themselves up, you know, do pull-ups or, you know, surmount obstacles like walls, but you were able to pull yourself up, climb over walls, 8-foot walls, and wow. So what did it consist of? I mean, first of all, how long is the course?
It's 4 miles. I believe it had about 12 obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
They had a few kind of monkey bars, but you're really high up in the air. You kind of have to land in a mud pit. And after every failed obstacle, they make you do 30 burpees. And I said to myself, I am going to get through this course because 30 burpees, I'm not going to do that.
Right, because, I mean, that's like, that could get real ugly fast, you know.
Yes.
At the end of the race, were there some people just doing their first burpees, on obstacle 3 and, you know, probably that didn't end well for them?
They didn't. A lot of people were tired. A lot of people couldn't just complete it. Again, mm-hmm. It's a lot of walking, a lot of incline, so a lot mm-hmm. of people weren't used to that or the obstacles itself. But the Spartan race, the sprint is more kind of a teamwork. Everybody is helping each other, just mm-hmm. along, pushing each other to finish, and that's what me and my team did, and it was a great time.
Great.
And I would do it all over again.
I understand it consisted also of a uphill barbed wire crawl?
Correct. For about
What's that
half
about?
A mile.
Oh, give me a break. Come on.
You're in literally on the sand with rocks, and there's barbed wire. You literally have to crawl under barbed wire, and it's really an incline until you finished. And a lot of people had trouble doing it because I'm very small. I was able to just kind of stuck my head, and I was able to complete it, but other people that were taller...
Your small stature was an advantage, actually, in that case. Yeah,
yes, it was.
Were they firing live bullets over your head during the... like with a machine gun or something? No.
No.
Okay, because it sounds very much like like boot camp, you know.
So that's what I was told.
So 3 8-foot wall climbs, approximately, right?
Yes.
And then there was... which is memorialized in a picture on our drhoffman.com website, a leap over a fiery pit.
Yes, that's the last obstacle.
That's wild. That's wild.
To get you through
there,
yeah.
And that's just an awesome photograph that kind of epitomizes the whole thing. So at any rate, so you totally crushed the next day?
No, actually, I mean, that was on a Sunday. I came to work on Monday. I thought I was going to be sore, and I was fine.
Great. In fact, I can attest to that because I saw you at work the next day. And
yes, you did.
You didn't seem any the worse for wear. And, no Band-Aids, no stitches. You seem to...
No, just a few bruises, but scrapes, but I'm fine.
That's great. So many of our listeners might say, well, you know, you work in the Hoffman Center supplement department. Were there any magic supplements that propelled you through this this ordeal? Or, you know, what's your supplement program?
My supplement program is Anti-Factor, Ultra Omega, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, and Magnesium Citrate,
mm-hmm.
and occasionally Super B Complex.
Right.
That's not that many things. It's not like there's some magical, ingredient. Give us an idea, what's a typical diet like for you these days?
Well, I eat a very big breakfast.
Mm-hmm. What does that consist of, typically?
I would do usually a 4 egg white omelet with mm-hmm. mushroom, spinach, tomatoes, followed by either a banana or a protein shake.
Okay, then so a lot of protein, actually.
Yes. And then I try to eat every 2 hours.
Wow.
Even if it's small foods or some mm-hmm. snacks, I snack a lot of nuts,
which you just mentioned actually something very critical, which is, I think, people who are underweight sometimes make the mistake of having huge meals all at once.
Correct.
And there's a reason they're underweight is they may have digestive problems or challenges and early satiety. And you can overcome that by having frequent small meals.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely. So I try to eat 3 whole meals, and in between meals I try to have snacks. Which, like I said, consists of some nuts or protein shakes in between or fruits. But no, I used to have cravings for, I would say, candy bars, and therefore then that's not working.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so what, in addition to gaining weight and looking great, what other benefits have you accrued from this program in terms of your overall health and well-being?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to doing the next Spartan Super Race.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually
motivated. Right.
Which is longer, more obstacles, more challenging. And just kind of, I guess, seeing how much weight I've been able to put on and working for the Hoffman Center and seeing patients that do come in and do have a problem, it's kind of good to... for them to be able to see, and it can be done.
Right. Well, certainly you're just a shining example of a remarkable personal transformation, and all of us congratulate you, and we admire your determination, because I got to say, when you first came to the Hoffman Center, if I were to be told that you were going to complete a Spartan race, I would have said, get out of here. No way. If I were told that you were going to have a beautiful baby girl and that she was going to be, healthy and well, I would have said, slim chance. I mean, that little thing, 74 pounds, I mean, how can that woman bring a baby to term? She's so small and undernourished. But, you seem to have accomplished a lot in the past few years, and, you're an integral part of the Hoffman Center. Just on a different subject, you work the phones and you work the website. What are some of the most popular products these days? What are some of the trends in terms of ordering from the Hoffman Center?
Fish oil.
Yeah.
Definitely the fish oil.
Because we have a good product. That's the Ortho-Omega.
Ortho-Omega, yes.
Right.
The
okay.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
Okay.
The EGC gene.
Right.
The magnesium jigsaw, the jigsaw magnesium that
okay.
we have.
Right.
And vitamin D, the ubiquinol, and the olive leaf are products that are always moving.
Those are the big favorites at the Hoffman Center store. And, well, great. What we're going to do, anything you want to add to this?
No.
Okay, great. No, because you shared some very, very useful and inspiring information with our listeners. What we're going to do is we're going to consider this part one of today's podcast, because in part two, I'm going to talk about the problem of underweight, which is a departure from our usual conversation about how to lose weight. Everybody's concerned about fat busters and belly blasters. In this case, there's a considerable minority of people, but they're equally frustrated, like Grimaldi once was, with a seemingly intractable and difficult to overcome underweight problem. And we're going to talk about some of the essential concepts that are behind successful weight gain. You've heard them illustrated in our conversation with Grimaldi, and I'll talk about them in part two of our upcoming Intelligent Medicine podcast. Thank you very much, Grimaldi, for joining us. And once again, congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine podcast.